And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a fun show going for you today. Pete Gray, a little under the weather. He's out of the studio this morning, but myself and Corey are going to be hanging out, talking fishing with you, and talking fun. And, man, is it going to be a good one. Always fun with Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks and Mark Johnson from Hobie. We're going to be talking all kinds of great stuff, boats and paddle boards and Hobie history and a lot of fun. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Ron just over there having a good time.
We have so much fun. Ron's like a, you know, Ron's a fixture in here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, and you know, and it's just a always about having fun and always a part of the fun that we're having here, whether it's traveling or fishing or kayaking or stand up paddle boarding. And man, we're just really stoked to have you in the studio. And I know Pete is super bummed. I talked to him, you know, yesterday. He was just a little under the weather and wanting to be, you know, I think I'm going to come, I think I'm going to not, and he just chose to play it safe. And but I know he was really bummed because today is a day of a subject that's so close to his heart, and that's talking fishing and surfing and kayaking and all the fun with you two boys. So we're really stoked to have you in here, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm sorry Pete couldn't be here because his surfboard shaper is here. Mark Johnson has built his surfboards for the last 10 years, you know, all of his stand-up paddle boards, and he's like the one of the best guys at doing that. And among many of Mark's, many skills, we call him the pocket knife because he can just do anything at Hobie. And, before we go any further, we were just talking earlier about the inflatables that we sell.
Yeah.
One of the Hobie kayaks breakthroughs was how do we make a Mirage Drive kayak inflatable? and fun and easy. Well, Mark's the guy who's doing all this and pioneering this with Hobie. And I got to tell you, that is one of our biggest sellers, and for many reasons. I hope we get a chance to dive into those reasons today.
Mark's the one behind the scenes, right? That created it all.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, Mark, we're pumped.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
But the reality is just we have a great team. It's a team effort always to put together products, and we have a lot of fun. We test, we demo stuff, and we get it on the water, and all about function.
Hobie seems to be so cool in that you're always coming up with new and better and always pushing the envelope. I mean, when Mirage Drive came out, how does it get better? And then there was Mirage 180, and then there was 360, and there was kick-up fins, and there was turbo fins, and, like, it's just an evolution. Like, you look at the initial product and think, that's it? That's it. They did it. Life will never get better than this, and you guys are constantly pushing. Like, I'm sure there's cool secret stuff that we don't know about right now that's going. I think it's such a cool company, and it's not just, I mean, think about that one little product, the Mirage Drive fins, and you guys make boats and kayaks and inflatable and hard and soft and big and small and cheap and expensive and perfect. Like, there's so much cool stuff that goes on at Hobie. We're really pumped to have you, and what a cool opportunity to talk to one of the guys that is pushing the design and the change, and we're really pumped, Mark. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you. I have a funny story about the Mirage Drive when it came out in 1997, launched it at trade shows. All the industry came by and go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you know what I said?
Before that, you know.
I said, why do we need that? I said that right to Greg Cameron. Why do we need that?
And then I got in it. You're like, oh, my God, the power that it has. Yeah. Just, it's a wonderful invention. And there's been the engineers have just gotten into more and more iterations of the Mirage Drive. So it's just gotten better and better and better. And then, like you said, the 180 was a revolutionary. The kick-up fins were revolutionary.
Well, that was huge. Yeah, big time.
Yeah, and then I just got on a 360 the other day. I hadn't been on one in a long time. And I was like, oh, my God, the maneuverability that you have in this boat. You can go anywhere at any time. And basically revolutionized kayak fishing. Before the Mirage Drive, kayak fishing was paddle, 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 get your lure in the water. Oh, I want to paddle.
Yeah, try to do something before you're out of position.
Yeah, now it's like you're hands-free. Like,
well, if you fish in a Mirage Drive, you're fishing twice as much.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Because your hands are free.
Yeah, that's true.
Ron was the first guy to get me on the water with the fishing, go fishing at the
fishing mission.
And it basically went out there for a day, caught fish. Had fun. The next day, I went back and bought an Outback. So, no one ever
since.
The engineers have thought about everything. This is the greatest fishing craft, human-powered fishing craft, we like to say, right?
Yeah. We've got to disguise our exercise with fun. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it.
That's your middle name, Ron. I mean, your middle name is fun. Come on.
You know, it's funny about that era of when this was invented. It was all of a sudden, kayaks were becoming, you know, like there's float tubes and float cats. Hobie made float cats. They made little teeny catamarans.
Little pontoons.
Like a double pontoon.
That's right.
Yeah, they were feet long.
Yeah. They were fishing out of them. And I sold a ton of those at the Bart Hall show or the Fred Hall show. I couldn't believe it. I had a sailboat in the booth and a float cat and all these crazy things, and they would just sell at that show because there's so many people. And, well, the kayak comes out and just changes that fishing. You can move quick. You can get to a spot. Well, as you drift off, the Mirage Drive can bring you right back, and you're still hands-free. It's pretty... Well,
game changer is the word, and it's game like changer. That's what Hobie's done his whole life, game change. Started shaping surfboards in 50, came out with the first commercially viable polyurethane blank, which is the same foam that we use today.
And surfboard building.
In surfboard building, yeah.
So you know, the funny story about that
game changer.
Is my little brother...
Right. One after another.
My little brother had to surf. Because I had to have him carry the back of my surfboard. I wasn't strong enough to carry my first surfboard was balsa wood. It was a hand-me-down, and I couldn't carry the thing. So Jerry had to surf.
It took two people.
Here, you get that in. I'll get this in, and we'd walk that thing.
So even the balsa boards were extremely heavy.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, when, yeah. When it went to polyurethane, it was like a game changer because of lightweight performance.
Like half a weight?
Easy. Like, because the balsa wood is going to weigh maybe 80?
The lightest ones, the ones that they picked and did could get down to 38, 40 pounds.
That is crazy.
But that was rare.
That's the most extreme. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the hand-me-downs all soaked up with water and glass too much. And, you know, those things were 80 pounds.
Like super, super heavy. Yeah, and like all of this with Mr. Hobie was taking place right here in SoCal.
Yep.
In
Laguna Beach. So, you know, you think about the beaches that we have from Laguna Beach. I mean, all the way to through San Diego, just some of the most epic surf spots. And, you know, at the time, so it's right out of World War II. He's shaping balsa boards out of his dad's garage in Laguna. And then he came up and he was glassing them. And
what was that saying? What was that famous saying? It was something about dad's got to
back his car out of the garage. So Hobie would go in there and shape balsa, and he'd have just 100 pounds and pounds of shavings on the ground, and Hobie's dad just goes, I think you should probably get in business doing this because people are finding you, you know, in this little garage and on Oak Street, Laguna Beach.
What a rad story that is,
right?
So he went out and his dad bought a lot in Dana Point when Dana Point was nothing, basically just PCH running through it, and he opened up the first surfboard factory / surf shop on Coast Highway.
Hangout.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, can you imagine that?
Characters.
Yeah, right.
Because there's few people on the coast doing it at the same time.
Yeah, right.
So there was like Jack O'Neill up in Santa Cruz. He was doing it, and Jack and Hobie were friends. So it was kind of like a great friendship. All the guys were friends that were in business for surfboards. You know, they all
what a cool story
built on each other, and they all surf together, and it's just
they all competed over the lightest balsa wood.
Yeah.
It was who would show up at
then,
that.
And yeah, and then so like balsa was happening until like 58, so 57 Hobie just kind of went into hibernation to create the polyurethane blank. So he opened up a shop in Laguna Canyon, and him and Grubby Clark spent the year perfecting the foam. And then after that, boom, they came out with polyurethane foam, and it was like another game changer, huge, because it was right before the boom of surfing happened in 1964.
You know what the boom was?
Endless summer.
What was the boom, Ron?
Gidget.
Yeah, Gidget.
Oh.
Gidget, endless summer. Hobie had a big part in the, not a big part like on screen, but he had something to do with, with the movie. And they would, him, Bruce Brown, Phil Edwards, Mike Henson, would take the movie across the country in a motorhome and show it at local theaters. And Hobie would go along, and he'd open up dealerships on the way to sell Hobie surfboards. So it was like this catalyst that just brought it all together, and that was the spark that lit it all. And Hobie was perfectly poised because he had the blanks, he had the manufacturing. And so that at that point, he was the biggest surfboard builder in the world.
That is incredible. And the most amazing part of the whole thing is it's all still happening in SoCal.
Yeah.
This is a company that's based right here.
Yep. One of the things I like to say is, you know, Hobie started in balsa. So he started in the balsa era.
Yeah.
But he's been relevant to a new generation in every decade since. Never stopped building surfboards, which I don't know if there's anyone else that you can kind of say that about. I don't think so. But it's an amazing company to work for, and just an amazing philosophy that Hobie ingrained in us.
I mean, if there is anybody else, it's really less than a handful of icons.
For sure. I mean, it's like Belzy. He was there in the balsa era. Who else? I know some of the guys in the South Bay, but Belzy was one of them.
Greg Knoll.
Yeah, Greg Knoll, then still, there's those guys. Then they were all pioneers, you know. They were watermen, and they just liked to have fun. They all went and conquered the big waves in Hawaii, you know, on balsa boards and then in foam.
Amazing.
It's cool to see that's where the roots of everything comes from, and that, you know, that it was make a better mousetrap in the 50s, and that has continued till today. And I mean, technology is always pushing, and
only half of it, you know. I mean, then it was like, then he went to the sailing world, right?
No, I think the skateboards
were big in the
1960s. And one of our friends, is his character, and I was snowboarding with him with Pete and fishing with him. I had no idea. It was John Freeze. He won the first skateboard contest. and Hobie was on. He was on the first Hobie Super, skateboard team.
Hobie Super Surfer.
Yeah, I didn't know that until yesterday. I had no idea. I mean, I've known John forever, and
he's
and,
in the book.
Yeah, I had no idea. That cracked me up so much, and then of course it made sense. Like, well, how did you not know? But. You're right about, you know, Ron, you've talked about it forever. You always say that's the fast lane motto is you sell fun. And, man, that really is what Hobie did. Everything that was fun to do then. I didn't know early on, I didn't know that Hobie was just as big, if not bigger, with skateboard than it was, you know, on the water. Like, I had no idea.
He changed.
I mean, I did because of you later on, you know, but yeah.
No, he changed surfing. He brought it into the modern world, and it's just like phenomenal what he did. And then if you think a guy just did one thing, but then he goes on to skateboards, and you know what a rush that was. That was like everybody's going sidewalk surfing. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, he changed the sailing industry.
Amazing.
Because everybody wanted to get a Hobie cat.
Yeah, pre-1968, when he came out with the cat, you know, it was like to go sailing was a big deal. You had to be like, you had to have a lot of money and be in a yacht club or
right.
something like that.
Oh, you needed a blue blazer.
It was very white,
right.
You know, collar, but just like white sails. And then when Hobie came out with the Hobie cat in 68.
Colorful as heck.
Colorful.
I remember.
It was he dumped sailing on its head, and he made it affordable and portable.
Yeah, brought it to everybody.
You could take apart a Hobie 14 and put it on the roof of your car and drive to any waterway and launch it and go have fun on the water.
How
and
cool is that?
Knew
that
sounds a Hobie because of the colored sails.
That sounds familiar.
The sailing industry really needs to thank him because he got so many people into sailing, and what did they do next? They bought the next bigger boat.
Sure.
It's called Two-Foot-Itis. I made a living selling sailboats for many years, and Hobie was really
instrumental.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's sort of like the Pied Piper of fun.
Yeah, and that went just, it was a spark. It went worldwide like that because all of a sudden it was like, hey, we got two boats. What are we going to do with them? Let's race. So racing went worldwide, like every company.
And racing not in normal ways. It was just pickup races everywhere.
Yeah. That's crazy. And, and Mr. Hobie's philosophy is really within the company and like yourself, Mark. I mean, none of it has changed. Like, it is the same pathway today as in the 60s.
Yep.
You sold them your whole life, Ron. You know, in addition to the original Hobie cats being portable and colorful and available for everybody, how difficult and or, you know, easy was it for somebody that wasn't a sailor to learn how to sail one? Like, was it something that somebody picked up and instantly caught? Did you have to have a background in sailing to learn how to sail a Hobie cat? Was it something that anybody could just hop in and become a sailor? Like,
Hobie cats were so affordable that even if something bad happened, wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't really expensive.
So repair.
I remember when we first started selling catamarans, they were $19.95 on a trailer.
Crazy.
Done. All in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a $2,000 boat.
Yeah.
And right now you could go on Craigslist and probably buy a Hobie 16 for $800.
Right.
You know, and have just as much fun as we had back then.
That's cool. But relatively easy for a person to learn how to sail. I mean, as a person that
it's not really easy. But what it is it's so fun and so addicting that you pour yourself into.
Yeah, I got you.
And now that when you say that. That model was not that easy to sail.
Okay.
You know, catamarans are a little different. They don't tack quite as well.
Okay.
But they made a boat, and this was later on, they made the Wave. It's a 13-foot catamaran, roto-molded, plastic, and they're just amazing. Club Meds have them everywhere. Every commercial you see with a beach scene, there's a Hobie in the background.
Up on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so funny.
Because they're all rental boats. So people go, I'm delivering a boat today, a Hobie Wave, that I've been waiting for 8 months to get. And it was sold 8 months ago.
Yeah.
I've been waiting. And he sailed in Club Meds, sailing on Hobie Waves, and he wanted to buy one. And it's taken him 8 months.
That's so fun, man.
Wow.
How cool.
Yeah, how neat is that?
I know. It's pretty addicting. And then Hobie did something that I was blown away at, was they turned one of their smaller, fast boats into a trimaran. We called it the Island, the Adventure Island. Mm-hmm. It just sold like crazy. I had 25 of them sold before the boat even came out.
That's crazy. Now, you've referred to this book. Tell us about this book, Ron.
Well, somebody wrote a book about all of Hobie's adventures. It's a coffee table. It'll be your favorite book on the coffee table.
Like a legit hard copy.
Yeah,
how many pages?
Super well.
I don't even know.
It's
written by Paul Holmes.
An inch and a half thick.
Yeah, Mark, you know more about it than I do.
The great thing about the book is Hobie was really good and had a lot of people around him that took a lot of photos. So there's
documents.
So there's a lot of cool documentation, and it goes from early surf to when surf boomed, and it talks about the Hobie Cat story, skateboards, and then to our modern time, which Ron bought up the island, and you talked about how hard is it to sail. That's the easiest
boat
to sail. It's super safe and a blast.
Yeah, the Groms at my shop that are so hooked on fishing, Logan and Liam,
okay,
the two Groms, they took out an island. I literally launched them at the ramp next door and said, go, we'll meet you at the yacht club for lunch. And they took it out. They never sailed anything. They came in. They were frothing. They were having so much fun. And Liam sold one this week.
Because of his experience. He loved it so much.
He was bubbling
over.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah. People go, well, we got to get one.
Yeah, I want some of what he's got.
That's right.
That's awesome.
That's right.
Amazing.
That's still having a Hobie day.
Yeah, yep. No doubt, man. Well, as you can hear, we've got such a good show. We haven't even scratched the surface of what a great guy Hobie was, what a great company it's become. And, you know, if you thought the history was fun, wait till we start talking about all the modern advancements. This is going to be a great show and a really good time, Corey.
A lot of fun. And having Mark, I mean, one of the head engineers in studio.
I'm not a head engineer.
Well, how do we title you?
I'm one of the team.
Part of the team, but part of the cool team, right? I've met you before, and you're a pretty soulful dude, and to know that you're a part of the team, it's just pretty cool. And we talked about the book, right? So we're giving away one of these books, one of these coffee table pieces of almost called art. It's a really cool story.
Awesome.
And a cool book to have on. We're giving away one to each texter and a caller. So we're giving
Thank you. So unfortunately, not one to every person, but at the end of the show, we're going to compile all the texters. We're going to pull one winner. We're going to compile all the callers. We'll pull one winner, and each of you is going to have an awesome. I couldn't agree with what you said more, Corey. It's awesome, and it's amazing that there's such killer photography documenting every step of the way from back in the 50s. I mean, you just don't see that much black and white killer that just every little step of the way and all the innovations and all the cool spots. It's an awesome book. Paul clearly did a really, really nice job putting it together.
Yeah, super neat and documenting Mr. Hobie's complete journey. And so give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's the way on the telephone. Or you can text us via the app, only done through the app. Super cool download, free, easy. And if you missed last week's show, super neat. It's the way I listened to him, was Bill Varney, Surfishing, and hearing Dan Fuller and Marcus Medak in studio, man, all the knowledge they have is incredible. So if you miss those, you can go on the app, and they're right there ready for you to listen to. And when we come back, we're going to have more from Mark Johnson, more from Mr. Fun, we'll call him, Ron Lane. When we return on the Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris and Chris Dean, British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protective, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norsk Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norsk Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norsk Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service both before and after the sale. It doesn't matter if you're looking to upgrade your current batteries tomorrow or a year from tomorrow. We're here to answer your rigging questions to get everything set up right the first time. Find us online at norsklithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K-lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norsk Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood and have Nick Wayne walk you through why Norsk Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including Overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Rick, soulful, I think, is the word, man. Fun for Mr. Ron Lane over there, and just soulful show all together. And if you want to join us, 213, there is one open line, 213-432-1090. It's yours right now. Or text us via the app. Texts are coming through.
And you got it, man. And make sure to, got to stress, if you send us a text on that Let's Talk Hookup app, make sure you include your contact info. The text the show option through the app, it's a one-way system, so it's not the same as a text message on your normal phone. You got to make sure to throw your contact info, because if you win that Hobie Coffee Table book at the end of the show, you're really going to want it. We want to make sure to get it to you, man.
That's a really cool book.
Yeah, you guys killed it. Really, really fun. Well, speaking of the text, we got a great text standing by to jump right into this morning. It says, good morning, everyone. There's nothing quite like fishing from a Hobie, and Ron and the fam are hands down the best to work with. My question is for Ron. I'm looking to get into another PA-14 or possibly an Outback. Do you only carry brand new boats? Have you ever carried gently used ones? Looking forward to the answers. That's from Ralph and Minifee.
All right, Ralph, good call. Perfectly timed. We were just talking about that. Hobie's done something that blew our minds. It's putting an across-the-board sale on all of the kayaks.
Come on.
Yeah, that's the first time ever. And this is a sale price, and I'm not going to talk about it over
there. Wait. Stop here. I want to get this straight. The kayaks?
Kayaks are all on sale.
They're all on sale.
So like, why buy a used one? We do have some trade-ins at the store. I know we have a 360-12 that came in yesterday. There are a few other used ones, but everybody's jumping on this sale. And this sale is until these numbers of boats, you know, get down, and they're going to keep the sale on.
Wow.
And so it might be for 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it could be for four.
Yeah. Like, so if you're looking or shopping, come down to the store, call the store, and get in on this sale, because it's a huge sale, and this has never happened.
I would say in the dozens of years that we've been lucky enough to know you're on, I don't think there's ever been new boats on sale before. There's been some gently used ones. There's been demos. There's been fun things. There's been trade show incentives.
Right.
But I don't think I ever remember you guys having new boats at a discounted price before.
Yeah, well, you know, this last few years has been kind of crazy. They finally got this new place. Mark, you know, you've been down there, haven't you? Yeah. The new factory is just amazing. They have the ability to build boats like never before. And so they have some overages, you know, of of numbers.
Sure.
So they're motivating us. They're incentivizing us.
They've got to move.
Yeah.
Well, you know who wins out of all that? It's Ralph. It's us. It's everybody Ralph. Else. I mean, that's awesome.
Yep. So, Ralph, I expect you in there today.
maybe this is a quick rundown. Ralph was talking about possibly going PA, the Pro Angler 14, versus an Outback. When you have somebody prospectively looking at those two boats, what are the reasons a guy makes a choice on one versus the other? And maybe give us a little rundown of what the difference is between a Pro Angler and an Outback.
God, that is the question on the floor.
That's the decision everybody has to make?
Yeah, so the Outback couldn't be better.
Okay.
It's been built for 24 years. And it's been changed many times over that year. Finally, they came out with a new one in 2000, I think it was 19. And the new model incorporated the sharp bow of the Pro Angler and the Revolution. The sharper bow cuts through better, and it's got a big butt. It's got a big old back end. So you got a lot of room, a lot of storage, a lot of stability.
Okay.
And so they made it a little bit longer, and it's as good of a fishing kayak as you can get in. It's Pete's favorite.
Okay.
Now, that being said, there are guys who want to drive around the Hummer.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get in the Hummer, it's comfortable. It's got storage. It's got capacity. I mean, that Pro Angler 14, there isn't a more comfortable boat.
Right.
Very nimble, fast, and stable. And it holds 600-pound capacity.
Come on.
So, I mean, you've got bait tanks. You know, some of these guys go fishing. They go fishing with everything they own in it. So I would say that is the most difficult.
Yeah.
In shopping.
But there's not a lot of difference in terms of performance, it sounds like. Performance, them both being nimble and fast and comfortable, but some storage.
If you lean towards long days where comfort's an issue, who doesn't want stability?
Totally, right?
And comfort. So that's what you're going to gain with the Pro Angler.
You just mentioned long time in a kayak. The San Clemente Island trip, was it 2 years ago? What? How long was I in?
That was the year you beat Harry Walker.
I mean, come on.
Saying something.
Right? I mean, 12 and a half hours. Yeah. What boat was I in?
You were in the Outback.
Okay, there
great
it is.
Boat. Great boat. Cool. I think the common denominator is the Mirage Drive, right? Because it's just so efficient. And one of the, Jim Zarnowski, the head of engineering, he told me the philosophy behind the Mirage Drive, that it was really driven from the penguin's fins, and that was what his master's was at MIT. So he brought, I mean, it was Greg Ketterman who created it, but he came with it. And he said to me one day, and it really stuck with me, it's like, fins are the most efficient way to go through the water. That's what you see in nature, and that's the connection with the Mirage Drive in nature.
And it is an incredible deal. I mean, it works.
Oh,
and it's so efficient and
fast, easy.
So I have a funny story for you. Like Lake Barrett, launched my kayak years ago, and I had an older model with a paddling around, and here's this guy kicking around, and I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna let this guy beat me, and I'm trying to be so cool and act like I'm not putting all my effort. I'm digging forward, digging in, powering back, and trying to make it look smooth. This guy so effortlessly just kicking my butt.
Just blows by it.
Yeah, exactly.
You felt kind of like a caveman.
I felt kind of stupid for a minute. Yeah. Seriously.
It's just that competitive nature.
I can remember my same story of when, like, I first saw a Mirage Drive happen. Yeah. And, you know, it was launching our boat with the launch ramp in Mission Bay and seeing guys at Ron's place. And, you know, I remember, like, leaving the no-wake area that's inside the basin right there at Dana Landing, and the first time seeing a person at a pedal kayak and watching them just absolutely fly by you. I mean,
you're right.
Just like you said, absolutely effortless. Their hands were at their side, in the air, on their phone, whatever it might have been, and just effortlessly watching this thing just zip right by you. It's like
that's the way to do it.
You coined it game changer. It is. I mean, there's no question. And it, you cannot deny, for especially for us, for fishing, like, your hands are free.
That's
you're
right.
more mobile, you're faster, you're longer, and your hands are free. And it's
on
it.
Target longer.
Totally.
And with all that being said, it really, I mean, I know from doing both, and I can tell you that by using your legs, it's keeping the blood flowing through your body, through the lower. You're not getting worn out. Your back's not bothering you.
You're moving.
Right.
You're not have to stretch yourself.
Right. Yeah. It's not just your arms moving around, right? So it actually makes it more comfortable in the end, and the seat makes it all too, you know?
Oh, yeah, those new seats.
Yeah.
Well, hey, his ears must have been burning because we were talking about it earlier in the show, and just another fun part of the Hobie history is another great fishing friend of ours, and that's our buddy John Freeze is on the line right now. Morning, John.
Hey, guys. Wow, what a surprise. Talking about Hobie, Ron Lane's whole operation.
John, this
I mean, I know a lot of kayak people, but Ron is the most knowledgeable guy of kayaks and stand up by those blow up surfboards and everything, and he's into it. So if I was going to get involved with that, I'd go to Ron. He was the first guy. We used to fish out at La Jolla, you know, in the cove there. People started showing up there in kayaks years ago, and they were, you know, it was all about Ron Lane.
Yeah, thanks
it was
a lot.
All about Hobie.
Thanks a lot, Ron.
Yeah, that has been a little bit of a problem.
Now, John, we were having fun, you know, talking the origins of Hobie and, you know, how things have changed and, you know, how everything started. It started with the surf, and then then that morphed into sidewalk surfing and the skateboard industry. And you were involved with Hobie all the way back then.
Yeah, I was starting to see 1964, a million years ago. But then, there was a bunch of contests and through the evolution of the sport. And then they had one big final contest, the Wide World of Sports was there, and it was a big deal. So I accidentally won the whole thing.
No, not accidentally.
That's unbelievable.
20 years later, I'm in a skateboard shop trying to buy a skateboard for my kid. And I told the guy, I used to be the international skateboard champion. I was the first guy.
And the
guy said, so I thought I was Duke Onomoko of the whole deal. And he said, are you going to pay cash or credit? So that was the last time I brought that whole thing up. But it was a fun time. Hobie took us all over the United States. We went, everywhere. I was on to tell the truth with a real John Freeze, please stand up. It was a real exciting 15 minutes. But,
John, that's awesome. We had an opportunity to recreate kind of the boards that you skated on recently. So we did a limited edition 300 of the 64 Super Surfers. It was a really fun.
Oh, project. Wow.
And talk to you. Good to talk to you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was a fun time. I mean, Hobie did everything. Skateboards, surfboards, gliders, catamarans, and then the kayaks, sunglasses, all kinds of stuff going on.
Does Hobie still participate in skate, or is it moved back just to all in the surf? Or
it's all in the surf.
Okay.
Yeah, we make some limited edition runs from time to time,
some
but
fun
we're not
stuff.
Like out there in mass production.
Yeah, you had a great era.
Well, the run. When I think of John Freeze, I'm always thinking of fishing. He's so addicted to fishing, and he used to take, he used to be a pilot that would take and fly his plane and find swordfish for what was it, Dewey Weber and some of those old surfers?
I think a ton of surfers, I was a surfer kid, and a ton of surfers ended up, being in the fishing industry. At the time, sword fishing was a fun, pretty easy deal. I mean, if you fish from 9 in the morning till 5. So, but a lot of surfers, Louis Weber, Hap Jacobs, Bruce Brown, Mark Martinson, Greg, all these guys ended up being fishermen, crazy stuff. But I was one of them, and then when I finally got smart and learned how to fly to become a spotter, I did that for years. But while they're out there cleaning fish, getting all bloody, I was home in the hot tub. So it worked out pretty good.
It's all about being smarter, working smarter, not harder, John.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was in the shop talking to a guy about John Freese. You know, I fished with him, and I flew up to Mammoth with him on his little plane, and we went snowboarding. And then all of a sudden the guy goes, "Did he tell you about the balloon?" And I go, "What balloon?" And he goes, "Oh, just go on YouTube and look at crazy lawn chair balloon flights."
We don't have to get into that, Ron.
Oh. I think you're kind of calling them out, Ron.
This is so funny. If you got a computer, go look at it on YouTube. John takes and ties himself to a lawn chair with balloons and a BB gun. That BB gun's for how you come down. You shoot balloons. Yeah. Way to go, John. My wife still wonders when I go fishing with you what I'm really up to.
I'm going to get off the phone now and let you talk about kayaks rather than that.
Well, John, an awesome deal, and it was so cool to get to talk the days of Hobie and how much fun things were back then, and it's still continuing now. And you know, and it's clear that everybody that's part of that Hobie team, like the life of being around the water, it's a lifestyle, and you certainly were, whether it was skateboarding or flying planes to find swordfish or taking your own boat out today to catch bluefin. I mean, when
tomorrow.
I'm available.
Okay. Oh, well, you're going then.
Well, good. Then I guess that means we'll see you in the tackle store today then. So.
Yeah. Okay, Rick. Nobody that knows more about, I shouldn't even say this because you get inundated with questions, but you are a wealth of information and knowledge, so I appreciate that. Your help and Corey, I've got to get a face-to-face someday with you. So,
well, I know that when Ron said he hears John Freese, he thinks about sidewalk surfing. I think Shorehouse Kitchen and Pizza Nova. So, we all think about something else, John. And man, we sure appreciate you coming on and taking the time to hang with us and talk a little bit about Hobie. And you know, if you're the lucky winner of that great book, the Hobie book that Paula put together, I know there's some cool stories about all the original days and you being on the original skate team and winning the first championship, and it's just a lot of fun, buddy, and always great to hear from you, and I want to hear about a big bluefin in tomorrow.
All right, thank you. But I thought you were giving away a kayak. What did I call about it? A book.
Well, for calling you out on the balloon flight, I think Ron's just going to go ahead and give you one, so no problem. Yeah, we'll make it right.
I'll have one. All right.
Crazy lawn chair balloon.
Always great to hear from you, John. Appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to catching up real soon.
Oh, some great conversation, man, for sure. Hey, we're in the world headquarters. We'll be right back with more of this awesome conversation with Mark Johnson from Hobie and Ron Laney, Mr. Fun. When we return on, Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
During Yamaha's Summer Sunset Sales event, get up to 5 years warranty coverage on a boat package with eligible new 30 to 300 horsepower outboards. Make that 6 years with a Siren 3 Pro package, or get up to 7 years on a boat package with eligible 425 horsepower outboards. Purchase an eligible 2.5 to 25 horsepower model and receive up to a $300 dealer credit. Visit your Yamaha dealer today.
Operating September 8th, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to factory. Limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin, tuna, and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And super stoked to be in the world headquarters today, Rick. I'm so sad for Pete, but I'm stoked for me.
I know, right? Yeah,
we're having so much fun having Mark Johnson from Hobie and one of the engineers, part of the engineering team, I guess we could say.
Team. Yeah, I'm not an engineer.
You're right. Okay, well, you've got the mindset for it all, man. Helping do the whole thing there with Hobie and some incredible stuff. And I mean, having Mr. Fun in here, too.
No doubt, man. We're having a lot of fun. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. Ron knows this spot very well because it is truly your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have such a complete saltwater tackle shop, the awesome full deli, all the snacks and beverages, ice and boating supplies. And for all your freshwater and saltwater tackle needs, visit East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Mapleview and Lakeside, plus the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All the stores are fully stocked with products and know-how for a successful time on the water. Dana Landing is right next to the launch ramp across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. ECBT, as we said, they're up at Maple View and Lakeside. And then Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check out danalanding.com for more information.
What I want to know, does the Alexa sandwich come before Debbie's cookies?
No, nothing comes.
We just go right to Debbie's cookies.
Yeah, nothing comes before that. That's for sure.
I feel the same.
But I've had a lot of those sandwiches.
Oh. Man, a really busy show this morning. And, of course, you mentioned before, 213-432-1090. We've got some very patient callers. We've got to jump into it.
Let's do it. How about Roy? Roy calling from San Diego. Good morning, Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are you doing today?
Great. Good morning.
Hey, Ron, a few years ago, I bought one of the refurbished Mirage drives, the 180 kick-up fins and whatnot and stuff. And, it's been a few years, so what are the signs that I should start looking for to maybe start to bring it in for service, get it, whatever the, preventative maintenance stuff on it?
Well, if when you're using it, if it squeaks, if you're getting a lot of resistance or squeaking. It was funny. I was up fishing up in Mammoth Lakes, and as I was pedaling by the very quiet environment, my Mirage drive was going eek, eek, eek. And it was a little embarrassing, paddling by all these guys in this quiet place. And so I just took and poured water on the Mirage drive, and it quit squeaking. but yeah, you've got bearings in there, and those bearings can flatten out. Sand can get in, invade. So if you ever have questions about your Mirage drive, bring it by. Callan's at the store every day, and he's the wizard. He can fix anything. I can look at it. The guys all know about him. And if it needs to get redone, we take it apart, re-grease it, clean it up.
New bearings?
Well, we actually replaced the whole spine.
Okay, I got
you. But it depends. You can put new bearings in it, but if the bearings are worn out, why are they worn out? And so there's a little more to it. But it's easy for us to diagnose very quickly.
Expanding on that, Ron, there was a text from Rob in Oceanside that was just curious, what's an appropriate amount of time to come in for just a general maintenance? Fixing things or getting things serviced before there's a problem, or is it the type of thing where you just run it and take care of it and, don't worry about it, keep it going? Like what?
A little of both.
What's a good regimen for a guy like Rob?
Well, you keep track of every time you use it in sand and salt, and pay attention to hosing it off real good. That's the best maintenance. you know, just getting the sand salt out of it, off of it. And that's really easy to do. Now, if you've run it for lots and lots of hours, and if you've tightened, retightened the chains many times, you may be wearing out bearings.
Mm-hmm.
So we can look at it. We can tell instantly.
And is fresh water all you need? Do you like the salt away-ish type products? Is it soap and water? What's the best thing when you get home?
Hey, you know, there's all these different degrees of spoiling your equipment,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the worst at it. So all I have time for is hosing it down.
That's how I feel.
And I've watched you do take care of your reels. You're like me.
Nice.
You just hose them down and
if they get lucky, they get hit with the garden hose, you know, when we jump off the boat, you know.
Yeah. I see some guys putting them all asleep and they take the reels off. They put them in bed in a little velvet thing. And, you know.
And I have mucho respect for that.
I do,
you know,
too.
I'm not talking smack. I love it.
I do, too.
My gear's not lucky enough to get that treatment.
I've looked at some reels that are really old that look brand new. And I'm not that guy.
Yeah. And you treat your Hobie the same way.
Yeah.
Squirt it off with some fresh water.
They're built tough.
You do what you're supposed to do. You respect it. You knock the salt. You knock the sand off of it.
Yep. And, you know, a little bit of that is preventative. Don't pull your boat up on the beach and let it sit on the sand with the Mirage Drive in.
Mm-hmm.
Just unclick it and pull it out.
Simple.
When somebody buys a boat, we go through those things. But when you're picking up a new boat, you rarely listen. You know,
yeah, you're excited. I get it. Sure, sure.
He's telling me a lot of stuff here.
Give me my boat, man. Give me my boat, man. There's body that can get caught here.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Well, hey, I appreciate the phone call and the text. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Rob? Rob calling from Oceanside. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. And thanks, Ron, for all the great stories. My question was also the text question on how you maintain your kayak. But my other question that I have is, like, what are the best places to fish for spotted bay bass on Mission Bay? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
That's a good question. And you are talking to the right guy.
You know, I was just out there with my on the new Hobie Fiesta. That's a four-person boat. I had Fisher, Finley, Jared, Hayden, and me all on the boat.
Oh,
that's rad.
Talk about a fiesta.
Grandpa was in heaven.
That's so cool.
And they're roping spotties. And we were just right off the Mission Bay Yacht Club, right out in the middle. And it was going off when the tide was moving. And then it just shut down. I'd never seen anything like it. It was on. And three of us were hooked up at one time, catching spotties on Mission Bay, and then it was just over, and
just like that.
Yeah, it was funny. It was got much harder, you know, and you know Finley's all of 4 years old, or you know, and he loses patience, so
pretty quick. Yeah,
if he's not catching, we're in trouble.
We're so fortunate to have Mission Bay. Mission Bay is an absolute dream. If you go up to like Newport Harbor, Huntington Harbor, and Long Beach and above, we don't have the eelgrass up there like we do in Mission Bay.
It's very sparse. Yeah,
extremely sparse, and that's where they live. They're designed. When you look at a spotted bay bass, those dark lines coming down it are made to blend in with the shadowing of the eelgrass. Yeah. And so that's their number one hiding spot, and that's where they're feeding. And Mission Bay is full of it.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. You know, like,
yes.
That's why you say, well, I was just in front of the yacht club, and these big flats of grass that, you know, from the top side, you just kind of look like you're floating in the middle of nowhere, but underneath you have this big prairie of seagrass, and that fish is just down in there waiting to ambush bait fish that come over the top of it.
And being in the kayak, Rob's got the advantage, man. Just go along Fiesta Island. You can launch anywhere at Fiesta Island.
And that question was, where is it good? Well, where it was good a few years ago, it's not good.
Or last week.
It moves around a lot.
Last week.
I'm telling you, it moves around. So being able to, one of the key things we found is that if you get up a little fish finder, it can be an inexpensive one, keep moving until you see fish. then fish.
The other thing that you touched on that is, in my opinion, is the most important part of Mission Bay is tidal movement. And, you know, that bay is so tidal related. And, you know, you don't necessarily need a high tide or a low tide, but you need flow of tide coming. You know, going from low to high or high to low, not on the slack times, it makes such a difference. And the amount of water moving affects things. A huge tide, you kind of hunker down a little bit. A real low tide exchange where there's only, you know, a foot of water moving, it doesn't make them active, but you get that 3 to 5 feet of water and you're able to fish during the time of it exchanging from high to low, and it's, you know, the water's flushing in or rolling it out of the bay, and it's just blowing all that crab and shrimp and stuff up off the bottom. Right. Those fish know, hey, this is the time that I'm supposed to be feeding, I'm supposed to be looking for food, and they just get into that mode.
And you know, all the little spotties that we caught, when they came up, we watched what came out. And it was all crab and
snails.
Yeah, it was on the bottom. So everybody thinks that those spotties are looking up. They're not looking up. So get on the bottom and stay on the bottom.
It's good stuff.
I got to ask one last thing of the master. Now, I know, see, we're all still favorites of leadhead, swim bait, calico bass, and I know that you love, on the calico side, you so much more like weedless fishing and slug fishing.
Yeah.
How about spotties? Same idea. Do you like to downsize but still use slug and weedless? Do you go back to leadhead and swim bait? Like, what's the game plan for a guy, you know, like Rob, that's wanting to get into some good spotty fishing?
I'll give you a quick rundown. I love cleaner water, and the cleaner water inhibits a visual reactionary bite. Lead-headed slug, and not burning it, but like a few quick cranks off the bottom, and you create a reaction bite. But you have to have cleaner water, sunlight, and that kind of thing. If you don't have clean water and you've got a, you know, darker morning, then you go to the swim bait, you know, lead-headed like that. Yeah.
And what size slug, and how heavy a lead-head?
Well,
I know it's a lot.
Here's where it may blow your mind. The 5 and 6 inch is going to be like a standard, but I'm not afraid to throw the 8 inch at all, period. Like 8 inch for spotties.
You're
and
crazy.
But here's the thing, understand the mindset, right? So there's jack smelt all through the harbor.
Sure.
12 to 14 inch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. An 8 inch is an easy morsel. How often do you see those go to the bottom? They're always on the surface. So when one of those comes close enough for them to attack, it is a vicious bite.
That's cool.
And on top of that, don't forget about all the halibut.
Right.
Right?
Right.
End of the story. Well, I'll leave you with that.
The cool thing about fishing a bait that big is the bite is completely different. You know, when you're fishing something that I more commonly fish, you know, I like the 3-inch and 2.5-inch MC swim baits on a little darter head.
It's bite-friendly, though.
Those are very bite-friendly, but they're eating those. When something bites an 8-inch slug, like, you know, they have to kill it first, you know.
It's
like they're super aggressive because they're trying to take down a bait that's bigger. That just a little nip of the tail, that thing's gone. So the bite is just rip the rod out of your hands fun.
And so with that being said, Rick, do not put trailer hooks and all this crazy stuff. Get the hook as close to the head as you can.
Right, because they're crushing the head.
Thank you.
Good. That's cool.
Hey, right from Yoda.
Yeah, from the source, man, no
Yoda.
Doubt. Hey, a great text came through. Good morning, guys. So much fun. Awesome show learning about the history. For those that maybe want to try to add a trolling motor to a Hobie kayak, which motor and battery seem to work the best? That's from Lance in 29 Palms.
Well, the motors are trending. They're even putting motors on skateboards. They're putting motors on bikes. They're putting motors on kayaks. Everything's getting motors.
Everything's E.
But that's against what I like.
Yeah.
I like to disguise my exercise with fun, so I'll actually do it. But that being said, there's a lot of, we sell the Bixby motors, and they've been really good for us. There's multiple ways to install them on the boat. You can use the Mirage drive well. You can put them over the side. You can put them on the back. They're very versatile. And some of the older guys that you know, that have health issues. They feel safer. Their wives like it better when they're out with a motor, and they got to get back.
Yeah.
Chris Minnick even has a motor on his little i9, and he called me excited that it it started raining on him at the back of the lake, and he had to get all the way to his car, and it was a 2-something miles away, yeah. And that motor just got him there real quick, and he goes, man, that worked good.
That's
so
cool.
There are reasons for motors.
Yeah, that was a perfect description. It's the beauty of, you don't need to have it. The Hobie makes the best boat that doesn't need a motor, but if your situation calls for it, it can be adapted.
Yeah, yeah. Well, safety reasons are always, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. Hey, we're going to be right back. I can't believe 1 hour's already gone, right? We have a whole another hour ahead of us. So, Mr. Mark Johnson from Hobie and Mr. Ron Lane, I call him Mr. Fun. When we return on, let's talk about the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch, from your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hanging out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. That's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. For example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.